This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Says, after holding San Antonio to just 38.7% shooting tonight, the Bucks have now held opponents to below 45% shooting 39 times this season, a league high. They're now 36-3 in those games. The question is this: will playoff success for this Bucks basketball team mean more about the Bucks offense or more about the Bucks defense, Nathan?
I do think it's defense. Now, obviously, both are extremely important, but I do think defense I would lean because, A, that's what we saw them excel so much at the year they did win it, where they just were such a good defensive team, such a good defensive team in the playoffs. And that really is kind of what carried them to the title. And B, if there was one side that I think they need more margin for error on, it would be the offensive side. And if you can just be locked down defensively, it gives you that margin for error that, like, okay, if shooters are off, it's okay. Like, you can still win games having poor shooting nights. The turnovers have been a bit of an issue. Like, you can still survive those things. Whereas if, you know, all of a sudden their defense was bad, like, I feel like you have more margin for error on that side than you probably do on the, or you prefer to have more margin for error on the defensive side than on the offensive side, because they're so good defensively. They're more consistent on that end. I'm not as worried about them having a horrible defensive game or a horrible defensive stretch as I am about them having a cold shooting stretch and a stretch where they're not able to score super well. But ultimately, what one of the best things about any championship team, and, you know, this team, is they can do it on, they do both ends really, really well. They've been red hot from three lately, and obviously you have Giannis and Chris and Drew and Brooke playing fantastic offensive basketball, and they're, you know, arguably the best defensive team in the league. Like, that's ultimately what's going to win them this, is if they can be good on both. But again, if I had to pick one, it would be defense is a little bit more important in terms of playoff success.
I think for me, it's about the offense and it's about 3-point shooting. If this team goes cold from three, they tend to struggle, and that's where it is. If you're going to get beat in a 7-game series to Philly or the Celtics or somebody in the Western Conference in the NBA Finals, I'm guessing, maybe I'll be wrong, but I'm guessing it's because you shoot like 25% from three in those four games that you lose, or 30% from three, and you don't shoot the three all that well. And that allows them to pack it in and allows you to miss wide open shots. That's going to be a problem. If you're hitting wide open shots, the rest of the offense is wide open. And, you know, there's lanes to be driving to the rim for Giannis and everything else. If you're not hitting those threes, the offense gets a lot more tough for this Bucks basketball team, it seems, in the half court. And they don't use Brook Lopez enough around the rim in the half court when they do get to struggling, which is another beef that I have with Bud. But either way, maybe that'll change in the playoffs. He tends to adjust to the team he's playing in the playoffs after the first couple of games, shown he can do it enough to win a championship. They have the roster to win a championship this year. So hopefully he's able to pull the right strings and make the right moves in the postseason this year to go win another championship, because I firmly believe they should be the overwhelming favorite at this point to win this damn thing. So we'll wait and see how it goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.